2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have partly cloudy sky. It's 82 degrees. KSL's top story.
Severe Utah weather.
We've learned one man is dead after flash flooding near a mine in Emery County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
Investigators say the workers in one of the mining vehicles could see the flood coming right at them.
The driver put it in reverse in an attempt to get out of the direct path of the flood.
But Emery County Sheriff spokesperson Jana Lee Luke says they knew they wouldn't make it out that way. The workers climbed to the top of a berm, but Luke says one man lost his footing and fell in.
The body was located approximately 6 miles downstream.
Even though this wasn't a mining accident, Huntington Mayor Leonard Norton says this reopens old wounds of past mining disasters.
It's hard because, you know, we're all a mining community. We have friends that work in the mine.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, the pumps, the backhoes, the sandbaggers were all working overtime in Tooele County after flooding damaged homes in Tooele and Stockton. Lonnie Bates says his basement was filled to the ceiling after a waist-deep wall of mud came rushing toward his house.
It was just a wave of mud and the debris and the water, the debris and rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes were coming down in this. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no kidding. Stockton city officials say they got so much water, their town's intake has been blocked. They're asking people not to use any irrigation water, as if you'd need it after last night. The city of Bountiful says improvements they made 40 years ago after a massive mudslide paid off last night when almost 3 inches of rain fell there. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues team coverage.
Since 1983, Bountiful has built retention basins to catch water and debris in hillside neighborhoods. City engineer Lloyd Cheney says they've also tried to make sure water can go where it won't damage neighborhoods.
And in addition, many of the channels for the creeks in town, like Mill Creek and Barton Creek, were actually lined with concrete instead of having just, you know, a natural stream bottom.
Even with those measures in place, there was some damage along the Dry Creek drainage, which doesn't have that concrete lining. Cheney says about 8 homes were affected. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Utah environmental officials say don't feed your animals from Spring Creek in Payson. Ashley Sumner with the Department of Environmental Quality says somebody dumped something into the creek.
It's been reported as like a murkiness. Some areas have been reporting like chalky or white in the water. And then the smell is just a foul odor. Some people are saying it may be sewage.
They don't know if it was malicious or accidental. They want anyone with any information to call the State Department of Environmental Quality. Water experts say the recent monsoonal rain has helped the soil, but it's not making a dent in the drought. Our team coverage continues. Here's KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt. He says the entire state is still in exceptional or severe drought.
Hydrologists with the National Weather Service tell us the big rainstorms we've had are lessening demand on the state's water supply and reviving the soil, but the pockets of heavy rain are localized and not widespread enough to help the drought. For example, the East Bench of Salt Lake City recorded 1.5 inches of rain yesterday, but the airport only saw a fraction of that.
Their service says it'll take a heavy winter, or maybe a few of them, to actually help put a dent in the drought. The White House is celebrating a milestone in COVID vaccinations. Maria Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the U.S. has met President Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID shot into 70% of American adults. Here's White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients.
In the last 7 days alone, 3 million Americans have gotten their first shot. That's the highest seven-day total since July 4th.
However, the U.S. still has not hit the administration's other goal of fully vaccinating 165 million American adults. It's about 8.5 million short. Debate is underway in the Senate on a 2,700-page infrastructure bill, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed the majority leader's wish to pass that bill quickly.
Our full consideration of this bill must not be choked off by any artificial timetable that our Democratic colleagues may have penciled out for political purposes.
He says all senators have the right to be heard regardless of how long it takes. The governor of Illinois today signing legislation aimed at tackling gun violence in his state. Governor J.B. Pritzker says there will now be universal background checks on all gun sales.
This bill is the most comprehensive reform to our state firearms laws in over a generation.
The bill also provides mental health funding for communities impacted by gun violence and creates a stolen gun database. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And in KSL Sports, Mike Conley will stay with the Jazz. The all-star point guard extended his contract 3 years, $68 million. Conley entered the summer season an unrestricted free agent. He could have gone with any team he wanted to. He wanted to go with the Jazz. 6:35, Ricky Meese, that's some good news.
Very good news. We're happy to have him stick around for a
while.
Do
you have any good news?
I do. All your Salt Lake County freeways are clear, back to good speeds, as well as I-15 in Utah County. Still just a little bit of leftover busy traffic southbound I-15 Farmington to Centerville, but even that's easing quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, the Olympic drama that won't get a lot of TV coverage, no. It'll get my minute of news coverage next on KSL News Radio.
Saturday night, I was downtown. Working for the FBI. Sitting in a nest of bed man.
We hope you've come to rely on Boyd Matheson.
At a time when we all need good information.
So join Boyd for an expanded Inside Sources. It's official.
You can listen from 1 to 3 every afternoon on KSL News Radio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you have a drain that's clogged or backed up, after you've tried the...
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.